Sports brought to you by Amber Eggers, Wyoming Real Estate Exchange, and Wyoming Building Supply. James and Julie in on what's shaping up to be another warm day in the neighborhood today.
Yeah. Good morning.
93. Morning. Good morning. 93 today. James has got his Share the Media Sports shirt on, which means we've got baseball. James has got the call tonight.
Senior night.
All right.
Oh, it
is. They've got 10 seniors on that team.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
Almost the whole team.
Basically, the whole starting, I'm assuming the starting nine will be all seniors, at least for the first game. I don't know about the second game, but yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting for next year.
Mm-hmm.
What time are the games tonight, James? You got the call?
First one's at 4, and then the second one, whenever they get to it, essentially. Okay. That's usually how it goes.
The call on sharedmedia.tv, which is at sharedmedia.com. James will have that for you. Live stream.
1410 a.m. as well. Okay. 106.9 FM KWL.
Okay. Got lots of ways to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure if you haven't done it, you can also watch it on our new Share the Media app.
Yes.
Which has sharedmedia.tv on it. If you haven't downloaded our app, go check it out. It's in the App Store.
Yeah. Leave a rating as well.
What's that?
Leave a rating as well.
Yes.
If you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Love for you to download that. And you have that app at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Sharedmedia.com and Share the Media app. Go to your App Store and download Sheridan Media.
Just type in Sheridan Media in the search bar, it'll pull up.
And that's all you need to do. All right. Check it out. Today, history. Let's do some Wyoming history. I haven't done any Wyoming history. Ready for some Wyoming history?
Sure.
The year was 1885. Owen Wister takes his legendary snooze on the counter of the general store at Medicine Bow while waiting for a train during his first trip to Wyoming. It would lead to his legendary book, The Virginian.
So he fell asleep and took a nap while he was waiting for the train and dreamt about The Virginian, maybe.
And
need to have one of those. A legendary snooze. That'd be great.
Yeah. Isn't The Virginian, like, it's on the way to Laramie if you take.
Yeah.
That hotel is right by the railroad tracks.
Right.
Right by it.
Right. So that's where he pulled into. And then The Virginian came to be.
Why are they talking about the legendary snooze?
Yeah.
Well, is that
must have been a great nap.
And then he wrote a book.
Yeah. On the counter.
I mean, is there a relation between the
on
two?
On the counter.
He was laying on the counter and he had a legendary snooze.
Hey, man. Okay.
It's like, why is that related? Is it because he dreamt about The Virginian?
That must be something they talk about in the book or the show or something. I don't know.
But that's where it was. Owen Wister. 1874, Custer enters Wyoming territory with the Black Hills Expedition on this date in 1874. And do I have another one here? 1942, Bob Hope and Jerry and Francis Langford entertain troops at the Casper Army Air Base as part of their USO tour.
Wow.
Cool.
Hmm. Cool. Stuff.
I know, right? Today, Cat Stevens.
Hmm.
Yusuf Islam is 78 today.
Sure.
Time passages.
Morning, morning.
Cats in the Cradle, Silver Spoon.
That one, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Morning has broken. Yeah. Okay. Gary Trudeau, cartoonist.
Oh, yeah. Doonesbury?
Doonesbury, creator. 78 today. The year was 1861. The first Battle of Bull Run is fought in Manassas, Virginia, resulting in a Confederate victory.
Mm-hmm.
1873, Jesse James and the James Gang staged its first train robbery. It was at Rock Island Express near Adair, Iowa. $6,000 was reported, but a gang insider said it was $65,000.
Yeah. Wait, they reported $6,000?
Yeah, lost the $6,000, and the insider gang member says, no, it was $65,000.
It's a pretty large gulf there.
Yeah.
Probably didn't want to look bad.
Yeah.
Well, $6,000
is a chump change. $6,000 is a nice amount of
money. $100,000 a day or
something? 1873, it's a good coin.
When you think of the West, you don't think of Iowa, too, by the way.
No.
No.
You don't. 1956, Billboard magazine calls Elvis Presley, quote, the most controversial entertainer since Liberace. Liberace. Yes, man, 1956.
That's 1956, wow. Yeah, that's funny.
I know, right? 1958, Hard-Headed Woman by Elvis hits number one on the top 40 charts. Stayed there for a couple of weeks. 1962, Chubby Checker performs Dancing Party on American Bandstand.
Mm. Okay.
It was a good show.
Chubby Checker performed at the Ramada Plaza many years
ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Came to town.
Huh.
Where was it? Well, it wasn't the Ramada Plaza.
Well, it was a Holiday Inn.
Right, yeah.
Was
okay. Brass Banjo.
The Brass Banjo. Right? Yeah, the Brass Banjo.
That was
banjo.
The place to be.
It was the place to be, man. When I first got here, it was the Brass Banjo. It's a place to go. 1969, Apollo 11 astronauts Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin blasted off from the moon after 21 and a half hours and returned to the command module. The astronauts left behind the lunar module's lower section, on which mounted a plaque reading, "Here, men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 AD.
Wait, they left that on the moon?
They left it on
still
the moon.
Still there?
Still there. Huh. We came in peace for all mankind. 1988, the first known case of a bull attack attacking a jet plane was recorded when Indian Airlines Boeing 737 was charged.
Wait, say that again?
A bull.
Wait, I'm stuck on okay. I'm stuck on the lunar module on the moon. Sorry.
What are you stuck
Keep
on?
Going.
It's just sitting
I'm
there.
Seeing, I know, but it's in English, in Men from Planet Earth. Yeah. So who's to say, like, some aliens show up and they're like, what does this say?
Well, what, did you want them to write in an alien language that we all know and love?
Maybe just hieroglyphics.
Well, there's no reason to know that they would understand that either.
Either they get it or it's they just, don't, Julie.
It's just interesting. Well, we'll try to communicate.
We could put
Dang
anything
it,
up
you're th- men from the planet Earth yeah. set foot.
There's, there it is. We could have put anything
just
up
leave
there.
It. Nobody's going to understand.
If somebody it's finds it, they'll have no idea.
We were here
basically
this,
litter.
We were here this weekend. Okay. A bull, we're okay. moving on, attacked a jet plane. Indian Airlines, Boeing 737.
How does that happen?
1988.
Well, cows are sacred. Right?
Yes.
So sacred you run them into a plane.
No, it was, yeah.
It probably was wandering on the
bull,
tarmac.
It didn't yeah. turn out too well for the bull.
The bull lost that fight.
Yeah, the bull lost that fight with the jet.
The jet probably did too, okay. to yeah. some extent.
Oh, hey, Julie, this is up your alley. Invite an alien to live with you today.
Hey
there you go.
Really?
Julie's yeah. like, how do I figure that out?
What can I put on my doorstep?
Yeah.
Welcome,
hieroglyphs,
aliens.
Yeah.
Alien, invite an alien to live with you today. What kind of
aliens?
Is that?
There's many different types of aliens now.
True. Yeah, true.
It's true. Careful what you ask for. Yeah, no. Legal drinking age day. I must have changed it back then.
Mm. Okay.
Whenever.
Happy 21st.
Yeah.
I guess
it moved it up. I guess. Yeah.
I remember going when I was 18. It was legal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they changed it to 19 right after I turned 19, so it was legal. Then right after I turned 21, they changed it to 21. So I could drink when I was from like 18 on.
I just remember coming here as a teenager and drive-thrus, and I was like 18 or 17. And I was like, you can drink when you're 18. And nobody cared if you did. It was pretty lax here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, growing up in Montana, we would come down. Because the only place you could get Coors beer was in Wyoming.
Oh, that's funny.
Why? It was just distributed over here?
Yeah, it was distributed here. It just wasn't then in Montana.
Interesting.
And so we would...
I didn't know that.
So you didn't drink Schlitz malt liquor?
Oh, geez, yes, Julie. It was terrible. Pabst Blue Ribbon. All those. Not saying that they are good beers.
No,
but,
that's the one. Schlitz was big back in the day.
Schlitz was the beer of choice. Uh-oh, get your Zoltar numbers out, Julie.
Okay.
Mega Millions grows tonight.
Still, nobody's won.
No, wow. 707 million. Mm. 707 million. You feeling
just
it?
Waiting for you.
No?
I don't know.
Maybe? Okay. All right.
I think anybody's
if you're
ever...
feeling it.
No one's feeling it. When yeah, I think a lot of the time they just walk in, they see a random collection of numbers, and they're like, I should go get a Powerball ticket. Because that's how those stories
high,
go.
You keep going, okay, really, the odds yeah. are astronomical.
Yes, it does get a little more difficult. 14-year-old boy from Montana.
Won $400 million. Oh.
Used his rodeo skills to save a drowning man in the Yellowstone River.
He roped him.
He did. Torrey Thomas, camping with his family, responded to cries for help when a group of four people fell into the river after their raft got struck by a bridge pillar. 3 minutes
ago. Meaning
the shore,
they ran into it?
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah. Somebody threw a bridge pillar at them.
Yeah. And trust me, those bridge pillars on the Yellowstone are wicked.
You mean if you hit
They're pillars.
Well, yeah, and the churning current and everything else that's around it. Yellowstone's is a
force.
Nasty river.
It'd be weird if it was a bridge pillar. They're like, yeah, that was easy. You know, we went swept right by it. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swift move, though. So he happened to have his rope with him. Saw this. Grabbed it. He successfully lassoed that guy in his first attempt.
What happened to the other passengers?
They got off to the shore. Oh. Yeah,
they're still rolling down the river.
they made it to shore, but this kid lassoed that guy and got him and successfully caught him on the first attempt, pulled him to safety. Good job.
Again, though, what happened to the other people? If the raft was
overturned, they got to shore. You said that.
They made it to shore.
Okay.
They just swam to shore.
Raft hits pillar. People fall in.
We got to storyboard this for you.
Three make it to shore.
Oh, and he couldn't.
And he couldn't make it. Okay.
Drawing out the storyboards. And show Julie.
Guy in the water. Help.
That's all right. She's just wanting a little more explanation. Hey, so Spain won the World Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They secured $50 million prize. But it's going to come with tax implications because it's in the United States. Tournament prize pool reached $655 million, with the IRS set to collect taxes on the earnings made in the U.S. regardless of the team's nationalities. They collect.
So funny.
So they only get $50 million.
How do you like us now?
You know, he'll dodge that, FIFA, because they're a non-profit, so they don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yep. Still, they're going to get some coin off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's probably the last thing they care about, to be honest, at that point. They won the whole thing, and now they're heroes in that country.
Yeah.
Never have to buy a meal again in Madrid or Barcelona.
No. David Rush. Name familiar? Guinness World Record holder. Serial World Record holder.
That guy.
He reclaimed the record for balancing toilet paper rolls on his head.
Ah, of course.
Something
we all do.
That was originally set at 101 in 2021. Jeez. After the record was surpassed with 152 rolls.
Oh, my gosh. Geez,
Rush attempted to reclaim it and successfully balanced, you have to do it for 30 seconds, 195.
Is someone on a ladder just putting his head?
If they all fall over, it takes like 2 hours to get them all back up there.
Is it bouncing on his head?
Mm-hmm.
Balancing on his head.
So he's got a partner.
Yeah, 195 rolls.
Yeah.
That's a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, if they all fall over, you're wasting another 2 hours just getting to that
Basically,
point.
Basically, I think the key to it all is the guy who puts the paper on top of each other.
Or can you stack like the packages?
I'm going to have to look it up.
So 16, like a 16 pack roll of toilet paper.
I need a storyboard, James.
I know. Yeah. He needs more storyboards.
It does make it a lot faster if you got a 16 pack and you're not taking it out of the packaging.
Yeah, maybe they're horizontal.
You're stacking it on there.
Like books.
Then it's easy. Well, not easy, but it's then you don't have to do one by one.
It's easy. I'm going
to
go do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Got nothing better going on.
Yeah. Except for you're just going to go call baseball.
Yeah.
I'll do it while I'm at the game.
You do it at the game, yes.
Everybody look up at the press box. I'm stacking toilet paper on your head.
Stacking toilet paper on your head.
They fall over and hit the people in front of you.
James,
oh,
if you wear one roll of toilet paper on your head tonight, I'll give you $50.
Oh, that's going to be the easiest $50 I've ever made in my life.
You got to wear the toilet paper roll on top of your head the entire game.
What was the word you were supposed to fit into a broadcast?
I can do that.
HR Puff and stuff.
Yeah, HR Puff and stuff.
You going to get that in there tonight, too?
Is there another $50 involved?
This is an HR Puff and stuff lineup.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, he's a sponsor now.
You gotta wear toilet paper. Get a word.
Trooper lineup brought to you by HR Puff and Stuff.
And for those that missed the show this morning, they're going to go, why is he wearing a roll of toilet paper on his head?
There's a new company in town named HR Puff and Stuff.
James has got a roll of toilet paper on it.
It's an HR team for toilet paper company. HR puff and stuff.
Hey, they kind of go together.
There you go.
Puff and stuff.
And I got to wet the toilet paper on my head when I'm calling up the lineup.
You got to call the game, and you got to fit HR puff and stuff on there, and then you got to wear a roll of toilet paper on, your head the entire game.
Oh, they're going to be thrilled about that. Making a mockery of whatever's going on at the Troopers Field.
No reflection on the troopers whatsoever. No, yeah, it's true. Did you say you were trying to win a
bet? But then the players will look up and be like, what are they doing? What's going on up there?
The camera goes to
the parents or whatever.
There's James.
Yeah. I want to see the post-game show.
Yeah. They're like, is he worried about some sort of...
yeah. You and the coach.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. I go down there with the team. Still on.
You get an
group
email.
Picture of the seniors.
I'm a little worried about James.
About James.
I don't know if you know this, but he had toilet paper on his head.
James got the call tonight. Whether he wears toilet paper or not, we'll find out. Up next,
we'll see.
Fox News. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Kara. We share it at 8 o'clock on the way. We don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best.